Hello and welcome to the Carnegie Murrumbeena Report for winter 2023. It is August and I am Gary Peer.
And I'm Lior Samuel.
G'day Lior.
Good to be back, Gary.
Good to have you back. It's feeling very, very active and vibrant out there now as we run in towards spring.
We do.
Lots of listings coming through. Well, I won't say lots, but compared to what we've had, a lot more coming through. You feeling it?
Feeling it very much so. Getting ready for spring. Can you believe already now we're in the month of August and spring only around the corner. But where is this year going? Your financial year as well.
It goes fast. And August is always a fascinating month because it's probably one of the few, probably August and October, the few totally uninterrupted months, you know, where there's no long weekends, there's no holidays, no school holidays, no major sporting event in the month of August.
We're in the clear.
So it is a very clear, serious, busy real estate month. And I know for people in the industry and a lot of people out there, actually, you go away in June, you go away in July, it's cold, it's wet, it's, you know, there's holidays and school holidays and long weekends in June. But August is a big game on month for
real
estate.
It's a good month. I always find that August sales always set the pricing for spring. So whatever you see properties priced for September, October, the results in August always set the tone for the months ahead.
So often they do, don't they, Lior? And we're finding that the clearance rates for us was 76% on the weekend. We've been running at around 80, 85. The industry's been around about 70. So that is very much a sign of a strong market when those sort of clearances are happening.
That busy in terms of open numbers, that's one thing we sort of look back. Someone asked me this morning, how did you rate to, you know, late 2022? And I think we're averaging, 12, 13 groups of buyers coming through a weekend. So, you know, it was definitely up from late last year. We were a bit worried at one stage, weren't we?
Well, we were a bit worried. The numbers were down and some numbers are huge. And I know that we've just enjoyed on the weekend a sale in East Malvern in Hughes Street. There are big numbers there. There's a few properties that just, you know, great, really good quality family homes. There's a lot of people out there looking for them. And the numbers of people at auctions also been quite high, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been great. Yeah, really well attended.
Lots of bidders, lots of buyers. I mean, we talked about Hughes Street. I just want to maybe talk a little bit about what happened there on the weekend because, you know, we thought we might get around 2.5, maybe, but we thought it could also get to between 2.3 and 2.5.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, it ended up selling for over 2.8 with five bidders bidding really strongly for that.
And that's a sign not of a depressed market, is it? Yeah. Like that result. Well, if you think about what's going on, that home, that's established home, that stood the test of time, a buyer, and you had, five bidders in total going for that, and Jack Slater called it to be a strong one. But, you know, that result, well, that's literally peak result compared to, you know, the depressed time. So that's sort of a new record for that type of home.
Yeah, well, it certainly doesn't feel nothing depressed about the market. It's certainly feeling very vibrant and positive. You've had a number of auctions yourself that have been quite exciting. One in Oakley Road not too long ago, 57A. Tell us about that.
Well, that was great because this owner actually had it for, I think, 3 years in total. They paid $1 million for it in COVID, literally did nothing to it. Ended up selling for $1,180,000. We had two bidders going for it on auction day. But yeah, good result. That was actually an extended one of a pair, not with the smallest of backyard. It was more of a courtyard because the back of that also had been subdivided as well. But just shows you the demand for good quality deco homes in the area.
We know Kurnang Road's a great address. 3 at 184 Kurnang Road, Carnegie.
Great because, you know, you got to love villa units, one of three on the block. But also the pricing. You think typically two bedroom villa units, 700,000 to 800,000. Being one of three was definitely appealing here. But we had several buyers going for that. We ended up selling for 953,000. So two bedroom buyers. That's a best strong result that I've seen for quite some time. And pretty much, I reckon it set the record for being in a small subdivision of three.
You know, some record properties are getting record prices, and I know we've just sold something off market in Caulfield East, a two bedroom villa, very nice one, and that sold for just under 1.5. And we won't talk about the address because it's all undisclosed, but it just goes to show that for quality properties, there are buyers that will step up to the plate and have a serious crack as they did for that one. Gerald Street in Murrumbeena is a great address, and I know that we've got a number of our agents that are specialising, Christian DeVries, one of them.
Yeah,
in this case, it was Jack Slater who handled that sale, and you were the auctioneer for it.
I was. You know, I loved rocking up to the auctioneer, Gary, because I saw the new Murrumbeena, the sports pavilion there in the cricket and football club of the Murrumbeena Junior Football Club, which we sponsor as well.
We do.
But Gerald Street, this was great because we managed this on behalf of a landlord client. We had it presented and freshened up with a tenant, had sort of vacated. We cleaned it up in terms of, you know, polishing the floorboards and presenting well. So let it be a lesson for a lot of those sellers out there to spend a little bit of money to promote well, price well, and promote well is definitely worthwhile. Because in this instance, this one was a townhouse. They wanted 1.1 for this. I auctioned it, and Jack Slater ran a very smooth campaign there. We ended up selling for $1,330,000, and five bidders going for this. Just shows you the demand for homes. Sort of, you know, for those buyers that can't afford that freestanding period home in Murrumbina, they're aspiring for it. This is sort of the cheapest entry point for, you know, 3 to 4 bedroom living. So that sold very, very well. And it was a very competitive auction. And even literally 3-4 bidders up to like 20, 30,000 of each other shows a good sense of the market, as opposed to just like the 2-horse race.
Toolumbul Road, Carnegie, is a great address and a great sale happened there. Tell us a bit about that.
Graham sold this villa unit, sold for $680,000. It sold on the day, top end of the range. But you know, that position, you know, cheap entry point for a villa unit. You look at sort of bigger subdivisions of 6 or 7 versus the 1 of 3, but yeah, close to all the action in Kunang Road there, sold well for 680.
Graham Callan, somewhat of a journeyman. I've had the pleasure of seeing him at an auction a few weeks ago in Whaley Drive in Wheelers Hill, which sold particularly well as well. Interestingly,
no destination too far for Graham.
No, have a car, will travel. That's his slogan. He'll have his badge on and he will jump in the car and go wherever he's needed, wherever he's going to do a great job. And he did it in Wheelers Hill very recently as well.
On that, that's a good segue to talk about flowing through the areas of postcode 3163. How good is that? The train station is nearly finished in Glen Hunt, but more so Nearham Road flowing back in action, as opposed to going for these detours through Dandenong Road and North Road.
Oh, are you saying that the race, rear the race course, yep, is at Heroes finally?
So we're not going to the members pavilion in the Caulfield Gary or the Degenerates Bar. We could actually flow nicely on that Queens, yeah. Queens, no. Nearham Road end, so it flows nice.
We'll
and the underpass is in.
We'll still go to the Degenerates Bar, no question about that. But so what's happened there? Because this, we're now talking about Nearham Road, the
Frankston
train crossing,
train line. Yep.
The Frankston train line, which, for anyone like me, got caught there, it was an absolute bloody nightmare, I've got to say, because I got caught there and you couldn't go left, right, you couldn't move. It was like you were just, and for someone, you know, that gets a bit claustrophobic, I didn't like it too much, got to say.
And I always think, yeah, you know, those lollipop
men, women,
girl, and
people,
some of the girls, yeah, with the pink hair and those, yep, you know, caterpillar boots, you know, credit to them, they actually work quite hard. I know the government must have paid them a lot of money, but I'm actually surprised how quick. I thought it was going to drag on for later, but you know, you get the bulletins. But it actually, they worked day and night.
So there's a train going under now.
Now it's, you've driven past.
I haven't driven
past. No, it goes under, right, and they've got new lights there in Queens. But yeah, it's under. It's like what they did in Ormond. Right. It's not above, not Skyrail, okay, but it's under.
So you no longer have to wait for a train there.
No, we can just go.
And what about
there's traffic lights though, particularly Queens.
That's all right. They sorted out Glen Huntly Road yet?
Glen Huntly's the same, and the tram and the super stops there as well. But the train station, it's got the mask like the Joker before. It's like the big unveiling of it about to come in Batman, you know, with Joker. Yep. But yeah, Glen Huntly Station. No, the structure's there, and they're just about to fit it out. But the 67 trams flowing through again.
And there's no train.
Under.
You don't wait anymore.
Fantastic.
How good is that? What
so we don't have to go the underpass through, you know, the Egun Reserve anymore. We can go straight. We don't
for
get
those
stuck
that
the
watch Get Smart, we used to like it. There was a very famous scene in one of the early episodes about going under the overpass or over the underpass. And it was for those that, you know, so, if anyone happened to watch that ever, yeah, send an email to me, garyp@garypeer.com.au. Just if you happen to know what I'm talking about, because most young people wouldn't even know what Get Smart is probably, but very funny
so
scene.
So very much worth it. So yeah, on the topic of that, before we move on to our what we've got coming
listed,
up,
yep.
But it's great to have it flowing. The pain, yeah, that we put up in the local area as a local resident,
yeah,
it's finally, you know, come and it's looking great. So,
well, it's
good.
Like somebody with a bad prostate that all of a sudden's got the flow back, isn't it? It's got the flow back.
Okay.
So for those, you know,
that's what happens when you talk when you're in your 60s.
Yeah,
I'm
well,
in my 40s,
you get a bit older, and you know, me and your father can talk about, you know, the old prostate. But, you know, let's just say there's been a, like a prostate operation. Everything's flowing, yeah, beautifully as well.
Very good.
I think it's a bit off, isn't it, really? Some people have probably, if you never watched this before, you probably just turned off now. That's what you get when you listen to the Carnegie Murrumbina Report. Let's talk about some of our listings. We've got some beautiful properties coming in. We've got the racing season coming in, the footy season coming in.
It's all happening.
It's
and
all
the
happening.
Blues. Oh.
The Blues, well, I tell you what, you know, we're scared to get excited, but it's been, yeah, a long time before we've been beating teams in the eight, let alone the number one team and, you know, just
easy up on
and
the
number two
early
team.
Crow, right? Let's just keep
well,
it down.
Well, I do. You,
yes,
you know, I'm trying
to... A win's a win, all right? 1 point against Eagles, we'll take it.
I did say to you, and Philip mentioned on GPTV this week, there's nothing more smug than a smug Carlton supporter who's winning. But I said to a few of you boys, because they're very strong Essendon contingency here with Leo and Leon and
Darren
and Darren and a lot of strong Essendon love in this organisation. And there's a bit of Carlton as well with me and Jeremy Rose and Daniel Fisher. And I said to the boys, well, we will see you on the ladder as you go down and we go up.
So let's not talk about 1993 with that year, yeah, Gary. Okay. But let's talk about 5 at 1214 Dandenong Road, Murrumbina, which we have coming up for auction. Jack Slater has been handling this apartment. Should go well. We're expecting between 550 to 600, a larger apartment, close to all the action, not too far from Chatson and Coonang Road and Murrumbina Road.
You don't have to wait long for that auction, Mr. Samuel, because it's this weekend. And so is this property in Malvern East. Malvern East, what a great suburb. We love it. Hugh Street, Malvern East was great. We auctioned an apartment a few weeks ago in Malvern East that I met Jack Slater at, and that was an absolute runaway train as well. And we are excited about number 57, Milloway Avenue, Malvern East, coming up this weekend. And Philip Kingston gets the auction honours at 2:30 p.m.
You know, I love this pocket of Malvern East. You know, yep. It's got good karma and nirvana. Okay, I say it because it's the parallel streets.
I know.
But
very
the point
good.
Is this part, as you know, East Malvern's quite big. It goes from Warragul Road up to, Taronga Road. Yep. But this one's like smack bang in the middle. And the benefit of this, you get close to all the public transports as well as Chatson Shopping Centre. But yeah, this is a great home. Someone's looking for something to move in or, you know, in the future sort of enhance. This opportunity is a ripper.
Coming up in the future, we've got one at 207 Nearham Road, Carnegie. Leor, you have the auction honours for this and Jack Slater's been handling it.
He's been very excited. Busy with this yep. one. This single level home, smack bang in between Coonang Road and Grange Road, walking distance to literally everything there, should go really, really well and great in terms of single level accommodation.
And if you want to head toward a great property and head toward great capital gains, you'll head toward number 7 at 20 Toward Street, Murrumbina. Dan Dyson handling that. Graham Callan is the auctioneer.
You've got to love a good 1960s or 70s solid brick apartment. And this one here in a refurbished block, I've sold a few in here over the years. Great investment on first home.
Jersey Parade, Carnegie, Jack Slater handling that one. Looks like it's quite affordable and quite beautiful.
Large modern apartment there, Gary. You know, definitely, if you could, Jersey Boys was a good show, check this one out because I'm telling you, it's got the space in this one and you've got to love a modern feel.
4 at 162 Lila Road, Carnegie. Jack Slater's been handling that one. You're auctioning that one as well. Tell us about it.
Yeah, that's also a nice 19 in a refurbished solid brick block, close to all the action, not far from Duncan McKinnon, the old Murrumbina Secondary School. A great pocket there on the cusp of Lilla Road in near Murrumbina Road end of Lilla Road.
We are lucky with our diversity. We've got people speaking all different languages like the United Nations. We have somebody, of course, with an Indian background who is absolutely wonderful in the world of real estate. His name is Rishi, and he is handling a property in Sydney Street in Murrumbina, and you are the auctioneer for that one.
I am. That's also a great apartment. It's been fully renovated by the current owner there, and great position. We sold a unit next door a few months ago and that went gangbusters as well. But this one as well, if you're looking for something to move straight into, check that one out.
Tattenham Street in Caulfield East, one of our better properties. We love Caulfield East. Tell us about this home.
Now, this is a beautiful home and congratulations to our developer at Shoalhaven Developments there, James.
He builds a great quality product.
And I sold him this site a few years back. Finally, after years and through the COVID years, he finally finished off this build. This is something special. If you're looking for some great accommodation, we talked about Gary's off-market sale with Aviv in Crawford East, but this one here for a brand new town residence, this is an absolute ripper.
Crawford East is one of those suburbs that, you know, when people say, oh, what suburb do you think is a little bit like under the radar and that's going to have a big kick? I reckon Crawford East is right on there, right on top of that list.
And it shares the same postcode as Malvern East, 3145, nestled between the train stations, Monash Uni, Crawford Racecourse.
When you think about what's going to happen in Crawford Racecourse, even with the night racing, with all the metropolis of shops and restaurants and everything that's happening,
that is a
great area. We finish off with a real highlight property, one of the best offerings to come to the market in Huntley, and I don't know if there'll be a better one this year, probably won't, but I reckon this is the best house this year that's come up in the area, 27 Augusta Street, Glen Huntley. Just check out the video tour, check out the photos. Most importantly, check out the home and come to the auction. Tell us about this incredible property.
We know it well, lovely owners, known to our company. And this is a beautiful period home with the most beautiful modern extension. It's got the swimming pool that orientates the right way.
It does.
But yeah, something special in Glen Huntley. If you're after that, this is it. I love Augusta Street being sort of a cul-de-sac location. Yep. I lived in James Street for years. And always walk through this area. And I'm telling you, for those buyers who want something a bit more special, check that one out.
And of course, you can get in and out so easily because the traffic flows. It flows. And we love the fact that it flows so beautifully now. That is a big wrap on the Carnegie Murrumbina Report. Lots happening. We are in winter, but we're kind of on the upside of winter towards spring. We're in the spring side or part of winter, if we can say that.
The other side of
and
the bar.
And it's feeling very, very buzzy and exciting. And the weather's been pretty good, actually. It hasn't been as cold and windy as usual, which is good. But we will keep telling you what's going on in the real estate world, and we hope you're tuning in and watching and enjoying. If not, we'll probably find you anyway. I'm Gary Pia.
And I'm Leo Samuel. Have a fabulous week.